Today we're speaking of COVID-19 and its impact. And I think every single person that you speak to is really concerned about the impact on our hospitals and our ICUs. People are concerned that they will become overwhelmed with COVID patients. Now, while we know that the number of patients becoming infected with COVID-19 in Ireland in the fourth wave, which we're in the middle of now, is higher than at any point other than January and February of the third wave. However, we also know that the number of people in hospital and the number of people in ICU, those numbers are significantly lower than during the third wave. Now, that's positive, but I think what COVID has done is to expose many of the weaknesses in our hospital systems, and the fact that Ireland, with 2.9 beds per 1,000 population hospital beds, is way below the OECD average of 4.4. And we also know that when it comes to ICU beds, with 5.2 adult intensive care beds per 100,000 population, we compare with an OECD average of 14.1. And I know those are 2019 figures, and we have improved somewhat, but we're still below those figures. And failings in our hospital systems have been exposed. I think we're at a critical juncture now because of the highly infectious Omicron variant. And many people are really concerned about what will happen or may happen in our hospitals in January and February. So I think we need today to look at contingency plans for all of our hospitals, but especially we need to look to those hospitals that are already at crisis point. Before I came in here, I looked at one or two websites. I looked at the Irish Patients Association website, where they looked at the most overcrowded hospitals. And in the top three, Minister, two were in the Northwest, Letterkenny and Sligo University Hospital. Letterkenny in second and Sligo in third place, with 166 patients on trolleys for the week ending December 10th. And that's not just this week. I'll give you further figures to show that this is an issue that has been escalating. If you look at the 10-week period up to December 10th, and we look at the top five most overcrowded hospitals, Sligo features six times on that list. And again, I had a quick look to just ensure that this wasn't something that was happening only in recent months or that was primarily driven by COVID and, of course, Trolley Watch, and thanks to the INMO for their figures. We can see that if you go back to 2006, 15 years ago, now these are yearly figures, you were looking at 784 people on trolleys in Sligo University Hospital. Those numbers have continued to grow year on year. 2012, there was just over 2,000 people on trolleys. And to the end of November this year, we're looking at 3,852. We will exceed 4,000 in this year. So it's also important to note that we're not just looking at figures, we're looking at the trauma and the pain that patients experience. And we're also looking at the unrelenting pressure on staff. And we know that excess deaths occur as a result of overcrowding and waiting. Now, just a few weeks ago, Minister, an Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation protest at Sligo University Hospital was averted at the very last minute. And on that particular day, there were 25 patients waiting for a bed, the third worst in the country. Now, I raised the issue with the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, who told me that, yes, very extended financial provision had been given to hospitals, and I accept that. But the truth is, it's simply not enough for Sligo University Hospital. And the Taoiseach said I will ask the HSE, this is 2.5 weeks ago, to focus specifically on Sligo to determine how we can help further and alleviate pressure in the next while. Now, I don't know what's happened in the last 2.5 weeks since the Taoiseach promised that the HSE would further support Sligo University Hospital. And all I can say is that I'm getting email messages, Facebook messages, more and more about the chronic overcrowding at Sligo University Hospital. Today I received another 2 messages, just today, who were in the ED over the last few days. I mean, one woman said to me, it's beyond dangerous. So, Minister, I know that all hospitals need support, but I'm saying that those hospitals who are in the most difficult position now, who have the greatest numbers on trolleys consistently, have to be prioritised. I know there isn't a magic wand, and I am very happy to say the government have, you know, had a lot of success with COVID on vaccinations, etc. But our hospitals are now in a really dangerous situation, and I would ask that where hospitals require specific support, and Sligo University Hospital and Letterkenny are in that category, that you would look at providing that support over the next few weeks, like the Taoiseach promised he would.